Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, May 6th, and I'm back here with Jen.
Yeah, we're back.
She's on her day off, so she looks happy and relaxed.
So excited. Couldn't be happier.
Did you get a good night's sleep last night?
I think so.
You're not sure?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I kind of woke up. I'm that person that falls asleep with all the lights on and like the TV on and like my clothes on. And then I wake up at like 2 a.m. I'm like, damn it. And I have to like get up and adjust everything. And then you get back into bed and then you're like, oh man, now I have to pee. And then you have to get up.
I know.
It's a process. So
I know. I only go to sleep when I'm so freaking tired from the weed or something that I barely even make it to bed. But, you know, I'm like, oh, no, now I have to floss and brush my teeth and all this. And but I don't fall asleep on the couch because I know I'm going to be I'm going to regret it later. You know? Although it's fun, you know, I mean, sometimes it's just even outside. I have like a little sectional. And
I would sleep on that.
I know, but I don't. You know, it's like a life of 5 minutes. It feels real nice. The birds are singing, the breeze and everything.
Totally.
But, I can't bring myself to sleep on there, but I will.
Have I'm you just, ever, like... Go ahead.
No, I'm just... I'm just too picky, I guess.
That's fair. I could sleep anywhere, to be honest. I'm one of those people. Have you ever like fallen asleep with jeans on and woke up the next morning and felt like you just like ruined an entire night's sleep? That's what it feels like to sleep with a bra on.
Really?
Yeah, you wake up and you're like, damn it, I lost like another one.
Yeah, you're like aware of it the whole night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like imprinted into your ribs. And.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the experience with a bra, but... I don't know it with pants either, though. I tend to not sleep in my clothes.
That's good.
But
I always have to get ready and then smoke, because if I smoke and then get ready, I'm like, eh. And then like an hour passes and then I start nodding off. And then I'm just, you get in that sweet spot where you're so cozy and comfortable that you just cannot get up.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. You're just stuck to the couch or something.
Yeah,
you
know? I know. And getting up to brush your teeth, you're like, I was just eating candy. I definitely should brush my teeth.
Oh, man. I know. What a strange world we have now.
I know.
You know, and I don't know. I don't see an end in sight. I don't know what to do. We might as well just accept it. And learn to live with it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of blown away that every person I've seen walking around this building has not had a mask on.
Really?
Every single person.
Wow.
There are three guys talking outside smoking cigarettes like a foot away from each other.
Right.
The other day I was here, I was in the elevator with someone with no mask on. Today I saw someone walk in with no mask. And I'm like, you people are out of your minds.
Yeah, yeah. And they're saying, you know, you should wear it for other people, you know?
Yeah.
More than for yourself, you know, because... you know, they're saying it's like cigarettes, you know, with secondhand smoke and stuff, you know, you're like,
yeah.
So you got to do it for other people. And some people, I guess, don't have that motivation, you know?
Yeah.
So, but the three guys that are here, they work together. I can't imagine they put masks the whole time, you know?
And, yeah.
And they smoke, they don't give a shit, really. Some people really don't care, you know? I mean,
I know.
Yeah, what can you do? But there's like a whole psychology to this, you know. I mean, I was reading up on this morning on why some people won't wear masks, you know.
Mm.
And so they feel in the article that people feel it takes away their freedom, you know, they're kind of rebellious and stuff about it. And some think it infringes on their civil liberties. You know, so I think they're taking it a little too far.
I think that's obnoxious.
Yeah.
It's like a couple months of your life, wear a mask when you leave the house.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Like what's that in the grand scheme of things?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
I know. But yeah, everybody's got to pitch in, I think, you know. The thing is, it's not a big deal. It's only when you're around people and stuff. I mean, people wear masks in the car when they're alone. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What are you doing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of like, I don't know. I feel like people are uncomfortable in the mask. Like, it doesn't, I mean, it's not comfortable to wear a mask, however right. you cut it. And I think instead of just being like, it's uncomfortable, I don't want to wear it, they don't want to sound like whiners. So then they're like, oh, it's against my civil liberties. I'm like, I think that's bullshit. I think it's a bullshit answer. I don't think people really, truly, truly think that. I think it's an excuse because, like, they don't feel like wearing one because it's uncomfortable.
Okay. I think, well, obviously it goes deeper than that with some people, you know.
I'm sure with some, but
yeah.
I think there's a lot of, I think with everything, there are always people that bandwagon
right.
on things.
Yeah.
You know, like people who get their news from Facebook. Worst bandwagoners of them all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, you know. I mean, there's this story from yesterday from Michigan where the security guard asked one of the visitors to the store. It's called Family Dollar. They went into the store. They asked them to put a face mask on. They asked the little girl that they put a mask on her. And so they started having an argument with the woman, right? So she leaves the store, comes back 20 minutes later with two men. And they kill the security guard.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Just for asking to put a mask on?
Yeah, you disrespected my wife, he says. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know?
Like, where do people even get off? Like,
yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah.
People are exhausting.
People are.
People are so exhausting. I'm like, they're exhausting and they're not that smart most of the time.
That's true. A lot of people are not, you know. But how do you manage 330 million people?
I don't know, man.
It's hard.
And it's not the coronavirus that's led me to believe what I believe about people. It's like working in restaurants and customer service that's allowed me to believe what I believe about people.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to ruin, if you think like humankind is overall good, just go work as like a server in a restaurant. For like 6 months.
Yeah, and then you'll see the real people.
Yeah, your opinion will change dramatically.
Yeah.
Not so saying you're there saying aren't good people, but
yeah, but people are not mostly good. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying most people don't think about anyone else's experience.
Yeah. But you know, what I found is in other countries it's even worse, you know. I mean, here I find Americans, for the most part, to be polite, you know. If you compare us to other people, by polite, I also mean, you know, considerate and stuff. And,
sure.
You know, people may not see it here, but I do when you go to other countries and stuff, you know.
For sure.
People are really just for themselves. They don't give a shit.
For sure.
So,
I mean, the restaurant I worked at was very international. Like, it was a huge hub, and it was in a lot of magazines about, you know, if you're in New York City, like, visit this restaurant. So we got a ton of people from other countries, and I would say it was very it was less than 50-50 that people were kind from other countries, for sure. Even just by the rule, not even that they weren't kind, just that they have very different like sequences of service. Like, some countries want you to stand next to them the entire time while they're reading like a 3-page menu and like decipher things like piece by piece. And I'm like, I don't have time for this right now. Like, I have 7 other tables that are all, like, looking at me with their hand up. Like, I can't. I gotta go. And they're like, no. You stay. I'm like, I'm not going to stay. I already know where you're from, and I know you're not going to tip me. So I'm definitely not going to stay.
Yeah, put in the extra effort, right?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what a mess.
Yeah, I know, you know. And my day started actually great. I was like $1,000 up today on
really?
The simulator.
Really? Nice.
On the simulator. So, you know, normally I just get up and say, that's it for the day, right?
Sure.
Because it was 15 minutes into it.
Sure.
So I did. They said, well, look, I'm using this to learn. Might as well learn while the market's open and stuff.
Sure.
And not care because it's not really money, right?
Right.
So I ended up with minus 500 or something because I kept on doing
this.
You're
down.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So the thing is, though, is that, you know, so now when I'm going to add all my totals on the same, it's going to be another negative day. But that's the thing is that I shouldn't care about that. I should care more about just practicing on it, you know.
Sure.
And learning from the losses. I mean, you really learn from the losses, you know.
Sure.
You see, what happens is that as the market opens at 9:30, which is 6:30 for us, everybody starts buying, selling, yeah. Right? 45 minutes later, everybody's gone already. You know, the price just stays
in
low.
Quick, out quick.
Stays low, and that's it, you know.
Yeah.
There's nothing to take anymore.
Are you at least having fun?
I'm having fun with it. Yeah, I'm still learning. And I'm just happy there is a simulator because if you go into it with your money, you'd be discouraged real quick.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. How long do you think you'll go before you take the plunge with money?
I don't know. They say like 2-3 months on the sim. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
But
hope you don't lose interest by then.
Yeah, no. But if it, I'll probably start before that, you know. It's just that I need to, there's still things to learn, you know. And
sure.
I'm glad I figured out that you need to learn these things because a lot of people just go into it not knowing the first thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
They lose, you know, everything and then they're like, oh, I shouldn't do this.
Right.
You know?
People get very discouraged when they're not good at something immediately and I've seen that a lot. I mean, nannying for a 7-year-old, you know, the moment she tries something and she's not good at it, she changes the rules and she's like doing this and that. And, you know, so I think people always have a really hard time. But we talked about this last time, like even the best people ever started in just as bad of a position,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe worse, maybe a little bit better. But
yeah,
everyone starts from somewhere.
Yeah, no, that's true. You know, and I always remind myself that when I started the station, it was 2008 when the recession hit that back then, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't give a shit about the economy not being great or anything. I just wanted to do what I wanted to do, and that's it.
Yeah.
And if I let it bother me back then, the station wouldn't exist today, you know.
Yeah.
So, like you said, you got to start somewhere, and it seems like it's never the right time, so you just got to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But
I mean, if you sit and wait for the right time,
yeah,
you can be waiting a long time.
Yeah, for sure, you know?
Because the right time, I mean, you put all, everyone has like their own list of ducks they need in a row, you know? And some people need everything to be so meticulously perfect and things might never get there.
Yeah.
So.
I know. Like with the fucking stock, man, it goes down. Then you go, come on, go back up. And it's not.
It's like, uh-huh.
Yeah. And you go, oh. But so then I felt frustrated. But what the hell? I put myself into that situation.
Yeah.
And I got to not take it too seriously when I'm still learning, you know.
Yeah, you'll get there.
But I'm impatient, you know. Already
yeah.
I take every day, put it into the analytics program to see how I'm doing, how I'm not doing. It's like, you know, take your time with this. You
right,
know?
Right. I know. It always feels like we're running out of time or there's such a rush to get it done.
Yeah.
Are you off on weekends or are they open on weekends?
No, the market doesn't open on weekends.
Can you do the simulator on weekends?
No, you can't. Okay. Only when the market's open.
Gotcha.
So that's why I get up at 6:30, or at 6, so I can start at 6:30, because that's when the action is.
Yeah.
I also want to check it out, because he said also, like, towards the end, after people come back from lunch in New York.
Sure.
Then things start picking up again, so I'll start that. I'll try that. But somehow it seems good to me if I can make a few hundred every day.
Yeah.
Although that doesn't happen, you know. I mean, it does, but, you know, you have to be in it for a while.
Yeah, who knows? You could end up making, like that guy said, what was it, like 9,000 in a day?
Yeah, you know.
It's incredible.
I mean, it is incredible. In a freaking hour, man.
Yeah.
I mean, shit.
I mean,
yeah.
You're good for a couple of months, you know.
Yeah, but he does it every day. And, but I learned, what I like is that other people, even though when they're pros, they have the same problems sometimes too.
Sure.
Where they're in a hole, you know? So
they have their good and their bad days too.
Yeah. So it's not like you're perfect, you know?
Are you starting to, like, do you take notes while you're doing it so you can write down like what works, what doesn't work?
No, with me, it's my head. I never take notes for anything.
Yeah.
I figured it takes me too much time to write the note. Then I miss out something, you know?
That's fair.
Miss out on something.
That's
but
fair. And you can't like pause it. So,
right. and this line of, work, there's a lot of FOMO, you know? A lot of fear of missing out. And you go, oh, man, I don't want to miss this run. And then you fuck up. You
totally. Know? And then you're like, damn.
So, yeah. So the point is to make it, to take it from just gambling to managing your risk. And that's what it is. You know
sure,
what I mean?
Sure.
You go in, you don't go in crazy. You got to count how much money you have, how much you want to spend, how much you want to risk. And you got to do this in seconds. That's what I'm saying. That's why
it's high anxiety.
It's hard, right?
Is this healthy? Would your doctor approve of this kind of activity?
Probably not.
It's considered strenuous.
I don't run away from challenges,
so
though.
Why don't you just become like a seashell collector?
Yeah, right.
Just go to the beach and look out for some fun shells.
Yeah. Yeah.
So high risk. I have a friend who worked in the stock market, and he said his... You know, he did it for years in New York working on Wall Street. He's in his 50s now. He's a personal trainer, like a sports therapist. And he left because he said one day he just like he was in his home waiting on some results and his nose just started bleeding.
Wow.
Like he started getting these like crazy nosebleeds just from stress.
Wow.
Probably a little cocaine, but
yeah,
mostly stress. Yeah. Yeah. So
good.
Yeah. So he was like, I had to quit that. It was too many highs and too many lows. Yeah.
Yeah. Too many. Well, I'm pleased so far that I'm able to handle it. I mean, a couple of frustrations and stuff like that, but I'll get over it. I'm used to myself.
Yeah.
Getting angry sometimes.
I hear you on that. You know? I hear you on that for sure.
Yeah, but talking about stress and all that stuff, I'm just hoping that I'll be able to do this well and integrate it into my life because I really want to take like a road trip for like sure. 6 months, you know?
Wow.
I really do.
Okay.
And with an RV and stuff. So I'm starting to plan that. I don't know when that's going to happen because I can't really leave the business, but things change all the time, so you don't know what the hell's going on.
Where do you want to go? Do you have a route in mind?
I don't know. South, north, I don't know which way, but
just
across the country.
Across.
I think I want to get to Florida, you know, and then go up the coast.
Yeah.
The East Coast, you know.
East Coast is great.
Yeah, and then come back through the North and stuff, I think. And plus, yeah, you zigzag. I mean, it's like 6 months.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could last that long, but then
it's a
again.
Long time.
I know. But if you get like, if you're comfortable in your RV and stuff, you know, and I figure you tow a car behind you so you can go and
drive around
and things like that, you know, then, and you drive with someone that you were comfortable with and stuff.
Sure.
And
you could bring the show on the road.
Yeah.
You're like, no, leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I only enjoy it when I'm here in the studio, you know?
Fair enough.
But I'm dying to travel and I love that this country is so big and we have so many beautiful places to go. You know?
So many.
So many places. My brother is in Oregon right now with his family, and they're having a blast, you know.
Yeah, Oregon's beautiful, I hear.
Yeah, it is, you know. I mean, that's definitely my choice of states. But yeah, I'm not ready to move yet. But you know what? If LA keeps getting, like, in trouble with all this virus and stuff, yeah, I want to get away. I don't
want
to stay
here. The East
Coast
isn't better. The East Coast is way worse.
No, but I'm not going to the East Coast either. I don't know where I'd go.
Yeah.
Maybe Las Vegas or something.
Again, Vegas.
Because it's close and not far. You know?
Yeah. If you do end up doing the RV thing and going to Florida and going up the East Coast, I do suggest going in the fall because it's really, really beautiful in the autumn. Really? Driving up that way. Yeah, the trees, the colors, it's like incredible. Plus in the summertime, it's not like here, not like Israel. It's like so sticky and humid. Right. Like you'll just be so uncomfortable the whole time with so much extra gas with your air conditioning blasting.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So maybe go like after the summer.
Yeah, like
October. In September through January or something.
Yeah, that's a great time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hmm. Yeah, we'll check it out. We'll see. But I'm definitely on the course to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Especially when I'm not that comfortable about going to other countries right now either, you know?
No. Has the travel ban even been lifted?
Yeah, I mean, people are flying, but nothing like it used to be, I mean.
Yeah, I didn't know people were allowed overseas yet.
Well, if countries will take them, then I guess every country is different, but if the country will take you... Usually they'll have you quarantine for 2 weeks if you want to go there, you know.
Ugh.
I know.
It's not worth it to me.
But, you know, like several countries have already opened up. I mean, like in Israel, for example, the schools are open again and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's because it's a small country, you know. I mean,
sure.
Only a few million. It kind of like the virus just went through it and
that's it.
That's it. Yeah. Know? But when you have 300 million people, it's a little harder to manage.
I know a bunch of people who like aren't used to having any rules. I feel like somewhere like Israel, they're used to having lots of like battles and war and, you know, having to like listen to what the government does say, you know, as far as protocols and safety. And America is not used to listening to protocols.
Oh yeah, I mean there they give away gas masks during the Iraq war and stuff because they were afraid of biological and chemical warfare.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah,
it's
I remember
a scary
that.
Thing.
Yeah, it is. It is. But how many states have you been to? Do you know? Have you traveled a lot in the country?
I mean, I've driven across country.
That's right. So you've been through several states.
I would like to see Texas more. We just kind of drove through the tip of Texas. I saw tumbleweed there where I was like, okay, I guess we're in Texas now. Because I don't know, that's what everyone else in America thinks Texas is like saloons and tumbleweeds. which I know it's not, obviously, but I've been to the tri-state area where I'm from, obviously Florida, Virginia, Maryland, where else? Ohio. My mom's from Ohio. I've been all through Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has a really beautiful route. If you ever get a chance to drive on Route 80, you're just driving through mountains and mountains and mountains. It's really beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. Denver. Honestly, that's pretty much New Mexico. New Mexico is really cool. I was in Albuquerque.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you've been in a few.
Not too many, though.
Yeah. But plus, when you're in the East Coast, it's so easy to go from one state to the other.
Yeah, I mean, New York is an hour and a half.
They're all there.
Maryland was an hour and a half.
Mm.
Just opposite directions.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
In the news, three Russian doctors fall.
All three of them to fall out at the same
time? No, it wasn't at the same time. It was separate incidents. Separate times.
And did they all die?
One is in critical condition, I guess, or something. But you know what's funny is they say it is rare for doctors to fall from windows in Russia.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's rare for doctors to fall from windows anywhere.
Anywhere, right?
I mean, I would hope.
That's why it's funny.
What were they doing?
I don't know, man, but it sounds suspicious as hell, you know?
Yeah, to say the least.
Maybe it has to do with the virus. I don't know.
My gosh.
Three doctors fall from hospital windows.
Was it the same window?
No. It's different hospitals, too.
Just like one cursed window in a cursed room. That's like...
Everybody falls out of there.
Yeah.
They look outside and bend over.
Yeah.
And then they fall.
Or there's like some kind of weird, spooky ghost in there that just pushes them all out.
Yeah. Russia's no better than China, man. They make people disappear. There's no problem there.
So suspicious.
Yeah.
So sus.
Let's call Don, my friend, again. I want to see what he's doing today.
It's one of the twins, maybe, right?
Yeah. Maybe he's funnier today. We'll see.
More talkative for sure.
Yeah. Let's see if he's busy. I don't know. Sometimes they're busy running shows. But I don't see this happening here. Come on, what's going on? Computer's not responding to what I'm asking it to do, which is pretty cool, right? Did you hear about this 5-year-old boy that was caught driving a car?
Yes, I saw the video of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got a couple miles from home and he started swerving between lanes and the cop pulled him over.
Yeah.
He said he was going to California to buy a Lamborghini.
Yeah. With $3 in his pocket.
I'm like, aren't we all going to California to buy a Lamborghini?
Yeah, right?
That's what we're all here for.
5 years old, Lambos. Man, in Utah. And so the cop sees him like on the edge of the seat trying to reach the pedals.
I'm surprised he made it as far as he did.
I mean, it's a 5-year-old. Yeah.
Also, how did he get from his house to the highway?
To the freeway, yeah.
You know, most kids, I feel like, are just in the back seat of the car looking in their phones like they wouldn't even know how to get there.
Right.
So that's some...
You know, there's a lot of kids that do amazing things. That's why I do believe in reincarnation, you know? I mean, I think people come back. Some people retain some of that...
The knowledge.
Probably unconsciously.
Sure.
Yeah, the knowledge, you know?
Yeah.
I don't see it as... Sometimes you just know someone is an old soul, you know? It's like...
Yeah, I had this discussion with someone the other day, for sure.
Yeah.
I think reincarnation is completely possible. I'm not like, yeah, it's absolutely true, but I don't think it's not true. I think it's completely possible.
If you... The way I look at it is if you believe in souls, that there's a soul... You have to believe in reincarnation because souls are not physical, you know,
yeah.
And they don't die.
Right. You can't kill energy.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, if you believe in the soul, you have to believe in reincarnation because
yeah.
Some people don't believe in reincarnation. And I mean, God knows I haven't, but I do believe there's a soul. I believe there's something.
I think
beyond
so too.
The physical.
And they say if you know, there's usually like it's the hospital bed that you're on, or kind of like a scale. Some of them,
right.
And they say when people die, it lightens a little bit.
Wow,
just a little bit. And yeah. I've read that a bunch, but weird story. Two separate occasions while I was living in New York City, like a couple of years apart, I had strangers approach me on the street in New York and tell me specifically that I was on my seventh life.
Really?
Yes.
They just stopped you in the street?
Stopped me on the street. And I was like, this putz wants money or something. And they're like, I have to tell you something, you know. One of them, I was outside canvassing. It was my second job in New York. So I was standing on the street trying to get people to stop and like sign up for child sponsorships. I was one of those bozos. But yeah, so this woman came up to me. And I start talking to her and she's like looking at me like I couldn't tell if she was just like humoring me or just talking to me because like it just seemed like she was like kind of like laughing or smiling about something. And I kind of like got annoyed and I was like, is something wrong? You know, and she just looked at me. She was like, something's telling me to tell you that you're on your seventh life.
Oh, God.
And then a couple of years later, some homeless person came up to me on the street and said the same thing.
Jeez.
I was like, that's really weird.
Yeah, what are the chances of that happening?
Yeah. It was really weird.
That is weird.
It was very weird.
Wow. Well, New York is weird.
New York is
things
very weird.
Happen there, right?
I know. And everyone thinks everyone out here is like a total kooky nut, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's all the same, but just in New York, you're among more weirdos that are out and about.
Yeah, for sure.
Trust me.
Does it show this line's been open for 3 minutes, 4 minutes?
Since you called him, maybe?
Yeah, but it was frozen. Hello? No, he's not there.
Hello?
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Oh, it sounded like it hung up.
I hung up, yeah. So it must have been. I hate when it rings like this. Okay, come on, man. Come on. Pick up the phone. You just answered a moment ago. I hope he doesn't think we're like
pranking him.
Yeah, or something, you know. He's not answering now. Oh well, don't answer. Okay, so we talked about the 5-year-old. He was doing 30 miles an hour, and the car thought it, the cop thought it was like an impaired driver because he was weaving.
Right. I wonder if the kid was following a GPS.
Yeah, who knows?
You know?
I don't know what the hell he was doing.
He expected to do what? Like just start driving and see a sign that says to California this way.
Obviously, he didn't give it a lot of thought, the little kid, you know.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to get a Lamborghini.
Yeah, my God. And that's after he had a fight with his mom because he asked her for a Lamborghini.
She's like, I don't think you understand.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I'm just trying to keep food on the table, kid.
Yeah, I haven't made $300,000 my whole life.
Right. Man.
Yeah. It's tough, man. It's tough, I'm telling you. In Portland, Oregon, they have what they call a naked bike ride or world naked bike ride now because they do it in different places. So they postponed it due to the virus, but they still encourage people to bike naked and keep social distance and stuff, you know.
I think biking naked would be really uncomfortable.
Not only that, but most people do not look like models, you know? It's a lot of fun watching
I think
people.
That's the point of a naked bike ride.
I know. You like to show off your body, right? But they show some pictures here and you go, you know, I don't know that I'd want to see that. So
it's comforting for some people.
No, it is, you know? I mean, the thing is you have like a lot of nudists and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know, people just like to be in the nude.
I know, but biking, having that thing, I mean, I know when I'm wearing actual like pants or shorts, I feel like I get the biggest wedgie just riding on that. And so to be bare on it, I feel like that's so messy.
I know. What
messy.
Did they put
or like I would slide off or something like
or just the seat would go in your ass. I mean, what the hell?
I mean, ass among other things.
No, that's true. I was trying to be both sexes.
Yeah.
So, but that's true. That's true. How can people do that? I don't know. But obviously, if you want to bad enough, you will.
I can't stop imagining it all just smashed against the seat like that.
Yeah.
It's really
That's true, right?
Ew.
Yeah, the testicles too, man.
That yeah, like what side do you have to pick a side to put them on or something?
Not all of them hang like horses, you know.
Or do you just like split them in the middle? Like what do you do? What do you do with that?
I would imagine when you're naked outside, your ball sack's not going to be that hanging, you know. It's probably going to be shrunk and stuff.
Yeah, like pulled up a bit.
Probably,
yeah.
But some people do have hanging balls, you know.
I've seen it.
Nothing you can do. I've seen it.
So do you just, like, pull it all forward? Like, I need to know the protocol for this. If anyone can call in and tell us the protocol for this, I would love that.
Yeah, which side to put your balls
right
on.
Or if you've never done like a nude bike ride, like if you have an at-home gym and you do like biking on your like stationary bike in the nude, same difference. Us in and let us know how you
need
split
a special
the situation
seat,
up
maybe. But what I'm thinking
yeah, like a toilet seat for the bike seat.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I ride normally with clothes on, my balls hurt. You know,
I imagine
riding, you know.
Yeah.
In fact, they said that, what's his name? Lance Armstrong had his testicular cancer because of it.
Whoa.
Yeah, because he rode
really,
so
much. Really,
from
the pressure?
Maybe. I don't know what it is, man. But
they need to have like a little lift that you can just set it up on so it just sits away from everything.
Put a little shelf there.
Yeah, a little shelf. Like a Barbie swing or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. Portland, Oregon, they do a lot of crazy things.
Yeah, there, it's man. Very free there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I was in Oregon, that was the least favorite of my places because I didn't find, you know, I drove around the city and stuff. And, okay, so they have the biggest bookstore in the world. That was kind of an interesting experience. But other than that, I enjoyed the rest of Oregon much more, you know.
Yeah.
This just seemed like a regular city to me. Freeways, all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, I know they're really good for, like, if you're into, like, live music or they have, like, very, it's very niche there. Like, they're
right.
different, like, things if you like to do, they're very popular for. Oh,
right, yeah. yeah. Kind of eccentric, you know.
I don't really know what, but.
yeah. Did you see that video of the cops in New York manhandling this guy and almost killed him, I think.
The protester?
Yeah.
I've kind of seen some
That's
videos.
That's terrible, huh?
Yeah.
No, I don't understand that. I mean, what kind of fucking training do they get where they have to really punch him unnecessarily?
Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of cops are out of shape, and I think it should be mandatory training. Like, why don't cops know martial arts or, you know, like any kind of fight training where they physically know how to, like, grapple someone to the ground and right. just hold them in, like, a wrestling position until they're able to be handcuffed or whatever the situation is. Like, I feel like they wouldn't use so much force or unless they're angry. Some cops are just angry people.
That's the thing, you know? I mean, when you put your emotions into it, you cause trouble.
Yeah, it's yeah. true.
You know, and the thing is, I don't get that, like, sitting on your back or on your head like this, you know? I mean, that's how that guy died. What's his name? That was selling the cigarettes in New York, and the cops killed him just by trying to restrain him. And he's like, I can't breathe, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. So this is the same thing, you know? I mean, it's just like, I can understand if someone has a gun and you finally pin him down.
Sure.
And still, you don't want to kill them, you know? I mean, that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to anger, and I think a lot of times it comes down to training, because I think if somebody is trained well enough, they're not going to get as angry because or afraid because they're going to know how to handle the situation.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, I think that should be across the board. I think, you know, in Israel, they teach the troops Krav Maga. Like, I think there should be some kind of training like that for for force here.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Plus, like, how many times have you watched, like, a cop show and there's, like, a chubby cop, like, running after some guy, like, pulling his pants up the whole time? He's like, just, like, breathing heavy. Like, I think cops should have to be in shape. I think it should be mandatory for them to be in shape.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true, you know. But then you get older, and they can't fire you.
Yeah. You know. Can still be in shape, though.
Yeah. Did you see Adele posted an Instagram picture?
She's all skinny now.
She's all skinny now. You can't even recognize her.
She looks great.
Right?
I mean, I always thought she was beautiful.
Right.
But yeah, she looks amazing.
She's beautiful, even with some weight on, but I would never recognize her like this, you know. This is, I wonder if this is going to, like, last, you know, because many times when you lose that much weight, I think people gain some back, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
It's hard to stay there.
It is.
They say it's harder to lose, it's easier to lose weight than to stay.
For sure it is.
Right?
Yeah, I'm looking at her right now. She looks great.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder, I mean, it all depends how much, it depends how you lose it, right? So, like, I was extremely overweight in high school, and then I lost 70 pounds from running, and then,
Wow.
Yeah, and then I ended up, you know, I gained a little back, and then, like, I had some, like, weird, you know, remedies. People try and do remedies to lose weight, but it's really just about physical activity and eating well.
Right.
It's literally just that. I mean, some people do have thyroid or, you know, other conditions like that interfere. So I'm not talking about that. So nobody bite my head off on social media for that later. But yeah, it's just all about eating well and exercise, you know, and they have to pair together. One without the other does nothing, because people will exercise and then eat McDonald's.
Right, right. Well, they eat well and they don't exercise. That's not enough either.
It's not enough.
Yeah. You got to. It's all about the calories, you know, gaining calories and burning them off, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like weight training, too, because it gives you a little more wiggle room than just doing cardio. And plus, your body develops differently when you lift weights versus just running. I mean, it's like night and day.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, I've felt that my metabolism has slowed just because of this virus thing when I don't move a lot, you
know. More stationary you
are. Yeah, normally I move a lot all the time, you know. I don't really sit much when I'm here, you know, and stuff. But now none of this happens, you know. You just sit on your fucking ass. And last night was beautiful. I thought maybe I'll go riding on the bike.
Sure.
On the bicycle. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Maybe tonight.
Yeah.
It's a nice day.
Yeah, it's a nice day. It's very hot, but then in the evening, it's really cool and
That's what I love about LA is in the morning, it's always a little cool, and at night, it's always a little cool, and during the day, it gets nice and hot.
Right.
I love it.
Do
it's
you?
Just amazing. It's like, everyone's like, oh, it's a hot one, isn't it? And I'm like, no, honestly, this
yeah,
is
not
great.
For you, but yeah, it's hot for me.
I'm used to like swimming down the street back east. You're just like, it's slowly dying. Everything's sticking to you. Your shirt's wet. All of your clothes are wet.
Yeah.
Just like an hour into being outside, you're like soaked.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I know. It's hard to live in that, you know. And people in Florida also complain about that.
Yeah.
Know?
I know.
Mm.
It's true.
Yeah. So, a couple more minutes. I guess singer Grimes, do you know who she is?
She's married, or she's just had a baby with Elon Musk.
Right. So she's revealing the meaning of the unique name that they named her son.
What did they name the son? SpaceX?
Okay, they called him XAE, which is that character, AE together.
Yeah.
So XAE and then A-12 Musk. And then she goes on to explain it, but it's really complicated. So we're not going to go with that.
Yeah, that kid's going to have a lot of fun explaining that growing up.
I know. How the hell is he going to even pronounce this thing?
We'll probably have a nickname and just go with that.
Yeah. They'll call him X, probably.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, wedding day, like, the whoever's doing the ceremony having to say, like, the name like that, the full name?
I know. Why do these people do this to their kids, you know? I mean, the same with all these other celebrities that have to name their kids something really unique, you know?
Yeah, like the Kardashians.
And yeah, and, you know, and who else? I guess several people have named their kids weird names, you know, so.
Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, it was like, if someone was named like Willow, that was like such a different name. You know, Willow seems so mainstream now in comparison.
Yeah, I don't know anybody named Willow.
Like Willow Smith?
Willow Smith?
Isn't that one of
I
the
know Will Smith.
Doesn't he have a kid named Willow?
Maybe.
What are his kids? I don't know.
Yeah, possibly.
Who knows? But I've met like two people in my life named Willow.
Hmm.
Or I've met someone named Apple before.
Yeah, Apple, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like those used to be like the different names.
Yeah.
And now it's like AEG12X-12.
Yeah. Yeah. Frank Zappa named his daughter Moon Unit. I don't know if you remember who Frank Zappa was. He was a little strange.
Moon Unit,
yeah. She had to live with that fucking name.
Moon Unit.
Oh
my
gosh,
yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a real good one.
Yeah.
Jeez,
so
man.
But that Elon Musk, man, he's a little strange.
Yeah, I like him
strange.
Though
I know, me too.
Yeah,
he's South African, right?
He's weird hot too. Like sometimes I look at him, I'm like, oh,
Weird hot. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know why you're attractive to me, but you are.
It's not the wealth, is it?
It's not the wealth.
So the way he looks.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, definitely the wealth brought him the hair plugs, which definitely helped.
Is that what he has?
Oh, yeah. You've never seen his before picture?
No.
Oh, my God. I also love Jeff Bezos' before picture, too, man. He really made the money work for him.
Jeff Bezos? Is he still bald? No.
I know, but he didn't get hair plugs, but he, let's see, let's see. Yeah. That was originally.
Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Go look up Elon Musk before.
Yeah, definitely thin hair. I mean, he wasn't bald, but.
It's pretty sparse.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
His hair looks nice in this picture. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. The work he's gotten done looks good on him.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad for people that lose their hair, you know?
Yeah.
Although some people, I mean, men and women like bald men.
Sometimes.
Right? But it's like it's missing something, you know? It's like you want to fix your hair. But what can you do, man? I mean, that's life, you know?
I know.
It's, what's become more popular is when people have like partial hair to just shave off the whole thing, you know?
Sure.
It used to be they just leave it on both sides.
I know.
It looked funny.
Man, my grandpa had the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Where he's like bald down the center and it's just like a little horseshoe of hair around.
I know. That's what I mean. So I'm sure it happens to a lot of people, but they just shave off the whole thing. You know?
Man.
Huh.
I know. Some people like love the bald thing.
Yeah, they really do. You know, maybe it's manly, you know.
I guess. I think it's like sweaty. Just always feels sweaty or shiny to me. Like I got to put my sunglasses on. Hold up. I mean, to each their own, you know.
Yeah, but.
Come as you are, whatever floats your boat. People are
terrible, man. We judge everybody.
No judgments, just opinion. I'm a fan of hair.
Yeah. I know, me too. All right, man.
Is that it?
That's just about it. I'm all done talking for today.
Yeah.
I was going to go to the car dealer yesterday because they're reopening, I guess, now some of the service shops because my Apple Play in my car, the display looks like it's melting. Everything's pixelated.
Oh, man.
And it just looks like it's melting, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is this now, you know?
Right.
So I was going to go yesterday, and then I got too lazy.
Yeah,
because I thought I'd go the following day, because it was easy to get the appointment for the following day.
Sure.
Now it's like you got to wait a week, you know, because suddenly everybody realized now that they're open, I guess.
Yeah, and they're all booked.
Yeah, so now I got to wait a week for this.
A week will go by before you know it.
That's true, you know, that's true. But it just shows you sometimes that I'm lazy, then I lose.
Dude, every time I've ever been lazy, I've lost, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, I'm always like, damn. Like, I hadn't checked my Actors Access account because I've just been nannying, and I totally could at the end of my day. But at the end of my day, I'm just like, I'm going to put on a show and then fall asleep, you know? And then my manager called me and he's like, why haven't you submitted the NCIS audition yet? And I'm like, what NCIS audition? Like, I just was lazy and like, not lazy because I've been working like a motherfucker, but you know, I just, I didn't take the time to check my stuff.
Oh, wow. So now you regret it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay on your shit, people.
Oh, well, you see, we learn lessons.
Live and learn.
Yeah. All right, Friday, we're going to have a guest.
Nice.
So, on the phone, of course. We do practice social distancing here.
Yes, we do.
So, that's it.
That's it.
See you Friday.
See you Friday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.